I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
100.7 Star, good morning.
Morning. Hey, Bubba and Mel. I was the person that asked that question.
Ah, so Mel, here is the actual complaint email person on with us. Hang on a second.
Oh, no. I'm not the person that complained. When she referred to somebody asking if you were close off air, outside of work, I was the person that asked that question.
And that's not how Mel answered it.
That is not how Mel answered it.
How did she answer it?
I mean, I can't remember.
You said that you guys are close and your families do know each other, but you weren't honest in saying that you don't get together.
Yeah.
And I didn't take it as you not being close. I mean, you guys are together all the time for hours.
Yeah.
For the show, and your families do know each other, so I took it very differently, and I don't remember that wording at all.
Yeah, neither do I. So as Mel's mom was reading that, I kind of felt like it was paraphrasing in a way that was a bit more negative than it was, in fact, positive. So, well, thank you for clarifying, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, love you guys.
I love you too.
Yeah, now I know how I answered it.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a little clarification from the person who asked that question on the radio that remembers it. So it wasn't quite as bad as it was portrayed. Although sometimes it's not the actual words you say. It's how it is taken. The intent.
Right. That wasn't Sarah, though. That was another lady.
That was another one.
That was, in fact, another lady. That is correct. All right. Complaint email number two.
Okay. Why did you change the game of escalation? The entire game changed a month ago or so. Why? The game is obviously much, much harder than it used to be. I love listening to it because even if I was not playing, which has only happened 2 times, I was able to play along in my car. I would get so mad when someone would stop at the multiple choice question. I love listening to questions number 4 and 5. Why? Because they were challenging and it made listening interesting. Now most people don't even get through the multiple choice, so now it's harder to win and less interesting to listen to. Why the change? Just wondering. Michelle. Me too, Michelle. I always want people to go all the way to question 5. But I don't think it's different. I'm confused. I was under the impression that it's run the same way.
So there hasn't...
Did you change it?
No.
You are a loyal Bubba Show family member who listens to Escalation religiously.
Like Michelle apparently is.
Very rarely misses it. You, including you, Ma, Gigi, would know that there's a slight...
Subtle
twist of a change.
Yeah, nothing major.
Nothing major. But see, Gigi's sleeping in the summer now, too, with the kids, so she's not necessarily up at 6:37 either to hear what Michelle's referencing.
Yeah, nothing. So nothing has really changed about the game of escalation.
True.
But there's a little subtlety.
There's a little boop.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
she's not wrong.
I think I might know what that is, too.
But the actual game of escalation has not changed.
Okay.
And one of the things that we're doing is we're doing it to ensure that our Bubba, that not that we would ever assume anybody would, but we just want to make sure that there's nobody that is typing or Google searching, those kinds of things to make the game unfair. Does that make sense?
It does. And my guess might be wrong now.
No.
Once you said that, but that's okay.
I think your guess is right.
Segment. It's a wonderful segment, and it causes a lot of anticipation, and I just love it.
And it's educational, which
there
I know you love.
It is.
We all learn something. All right, two down, one to go. And this one's about Melanie coming up next on 100.7 Star.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.